Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of the greats. Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, is our guest and our longtime Brain Trust member. 15 years now he's been hanging out with us. He's the originator and the purveyor of the iconic NFIB Index for Small Business Optimism report that comes out every month for more than 40 years now. And we're talking about the specific elements. Bill, thanks again for being here.
Sure.
What about hiring? You know, the jobs report came out last week at a couple of 100,000, which, as you've reminded us for all these years now, it takes 150 jobs every month just to cover the new people coming in.
Right, exactly. Well, the job numbers, you know, look good, actually. The net percent of owners who plan to increase the total number of people working for them, so they could hire and fire and do all the stuff. But when the dust clears, they plan on having more people. That gained another point to 11%. And that's, you know, it's a nice number in this expansion, but historically a weak number. That is, you would, if the economy were growing like it does in the 80s or the 90s or even the early 2000s, it would be a better number, but at least it's there. And then, of course, the job openings number went up 3 points to 27%.
So, and that's the weird part of this whole scenario, isn't it?
Yeah, it is strange in a way. Everything's behaving the way we expect, though. The job openings numbers correlated almost perfectly with the unemployment rate, inversely, of course. Mm-hmm. So the higher the job openings number goes, the tighter the labor market is. That is, people are having trouble filling positions, and the lower the unemployment rate is. So we did predict that the unemployment rate would fall last Friday when they announced it, and sure
right.
enough, it did.
But isn't the job openings going up? Is that not also a factor of having an opening you can't fill?
Well, that's it. That's there. You know, because you can't find people anymore.
That's
you know,
the thing.
Yeah, if you look at the government, the JOLTS report, the JOLTS, J-O-L-T-S, the PLS puts out, if you go back to the beginning of the recession, there were six people looking for a job for every opening posted. And at the end, now it's down to about two people were, you know, looking for each one of those. But so it's, you know, the labor market's a lot tighter. And that's what our numbers are saying too. You know, so we've got a lot of openings, and of course, you know, the labor force is shrinking a little bit, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd expect this to show up in higher comp, and it is. So we had we had 23% of our owners report that they raised worker compensation in the last 3 months, and that's about as high as it's been in this expansion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at some point. Something has to give. I mean, people.
Yeah.
All employers have been squeezing their workforce on productivity and wages for too long now.
Exactly, they have been,
especially the big companies.
Yeah, and they should be, you know, both large and small. So you know, we should be seeing, you know, some better job growth
And payroll and
yeah.
payroll should be going up. So what about capital spending? Did that nudge up a little bit?
Well, capital spending also went up. The percentage who made a capital outlay, bought something, you know, equipment or did something for their business or whatever, that went up 2 points to 26%. And again, that's as good a number as we've seen in this expansion going back to, you know, 2009. But historically, if you looked at the chart, you'd say, well, this is just the kind of, we're almost to kind of an average number for the last 40 years. Pardon me. So it's good to see it moving, and of course, plans to make capital outlays gained as well. So they're going to make them, and they did them. And, So 60% actually made
it.
And that's
pretty good, as I think you point out. It's pretty good in considering that the oil prices have gone down and the industry has softened in terms of capital expenditures. That's a big element. And there's a lot of small businesses in the oil patch.
Yeah, the drilling activity, which is capital expenditures, you know, the number of rigs is down by 50%. But they're still producing oil, and they'll be back, you know, as the oil prices are already back up over 60, and they'll climb back up again.
What did they tell you about sales?
We still have more owners, a few more owners, a couple percentage points more owners say that their sales are headed down quarter to quarter than headed up quarter on quarter. That's a pretty weak number. And if you saw the consumer spending numbers for the first quarter, of course, they were not particularly strong, although they were the only bright spot in a 0% GDP growth quarter for the first quarter. But consumer spending is still, you know, consumers are still being cautious. A special study that Visa did asking people what they are doing with the oil, with the savings at the gas pump. Mm-hmm. You know, 50% of them said that they are saving it, and 25% are paying down debt with it. Mm-hmm. And so that's 75%. So every dollar that they save at the gas pump, they're saving 75% of it. And
small business owners are doing the same thing. They're deleveraging and trying to grow internally, which for the individual company is a good thing to do, right? I mean, to strengthen your balance sheet, but they're not borrowing money, but that's not making the economy grow, is it?
Right. It doesn't move the economy forward.
Yeah.
So as you just pointed out, they're not really optimistic about the future.
Yep.
The net percent who expect business conditions to be better in 6 months is -6.
Meaning that's not good. Hold on to that thought, Bill. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.